From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin in Afghanistan, where on Thursday, a car bomb exploded outside a bank in southern Helmand Province, killing at least 29 people and wounding about 60 others, as both civilians and security force personnel lined up to collect their pay. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Helmand is the largest Afghan province, where most of the territory is controlled or influenced by the Taliban. European Union President Donald Tusk says Brexit could be reversed as the EU looks to the future. Tusk spoke to reporters Thursday ahead of a two-day EU summit in Brussels, where leaders gathered amid growing confidence in the future without Britain.
We can hear different predictions coming from different people about the possible outcome of these negotiations. Hard Brexit, soft Brexit, or no deal.
Embattled Prime Minister Theresa May is due to brief her EU peers later Thursday, hoping to convince them she can still cut a divorce deal after a disastrous election left her short of a parliamentary majority. A car filled with bomb material exploded in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, Thursday, killing at least 8 people and wounding 4 others. A reporter for VOA Somali Service says the attack targeted a police station. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the militant group Al-Shabaab regularly attacks government buildings and places where government officials are known to gather. On Tuesday, an Al-Shabaab car bomber attacked a local administration building, killing at least 10 people. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Iraqi officials say Islamic State militants on Wednesday blew up the ancient Grand al-Nuri Mosque, which dates to the 12th century, in the embattled Iraqi city of Mosul. The explosions occurred as Iraqi forces closed in on the mosque as their 8-month quest to retake Mosul approaches its climax. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said destruction of the mosque is the Islamic State's official declaration of defeat. A new report finds millions of children in Iraq are emotionally and physically damaged by more than 3 years of war, a conflict which it says is reaching unprecedented levels of violence and abuse. We get more on the story from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports that millions of Iraqi children are trapped in an endless cycle of war, violence, and poverty. Over the past 3 years, UNICEF reports more than 1,000 children have been killed and more than 1,100 maimed and injured. It says more than 3 million people have been displaced by war, half of them children. While fleeing, the agency says more than 4,650 children have been unaccompanied or become separated from their families. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouillerac tells VOA that separated children face many dangers.
And they are scattered among host communities and camps. And children who are without adult caregivers, they face greater risk of being sexually exploited and abused or becoming victims of human trafficking.
The report says the current military offensive by Iraq to retake Western Mosul from Islamic State militants is opening the children to many horrors and atrocities. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Senior U.S. and Chinese leaders met here in Washington with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson urging Beijing to pressure North Korea to rein in its banned nuclear and missile programs.
Whether it is money laundering, extorting Korean expatriates, or malicious cyber activity, North Korea has engaged in a number of criminal enterprises that help fund its weapons programs. We must step up our efforts to help to curtail these sources of revenue. Countries around the world and in the UN Security Council are joining in this effort, and we hope China will do their part as well.
Tillerson said both sides reaffirmed a commitment to full implementation of UN Security Council resolutions, including sanctioned North Korean enterprises. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.